My name is Karen LaRue. I'm from Namibia and I run a non-profit trust called the Omba Arts Trust. The artists that I'm representing are Dumkwa Bushman, and they are making beaded artworks and jewelry made from ostrich eggshell. Then I'm representing basket weavers from the Kavango region who make baskets from palm and using natural dyes. The first group of women we worked with were elderly women who still retained the skills and made baskets for harvesting and gathering in the field. 20 years later, we have 250 to 350 women as young as 17, 18. Many girls in the rural regions drop out of school, and we're finding they see craft making as a possible source of income. Similarly, in the areas where the Bushman women live, there are about 200 women now making beadwork using ostrich eggshell. So that's certainly sustained a 40,000-year tradition. I've spoken to a couple of women. Some have put on corrugated roof for their homesteads. One elderly San Bushman woman very proudly told me that she'd opened a savings account and she had $300 Namibian she'd put into her savings account. That's probably the first time ever that a woman in her community has a savings account. Others buy shoes, buy clothes, pay off debts for school fees. And it's just wonderful seeing rural women who don't get a world perspective of themselves, just connecting with other, market artists, getting a feel for themselves in the context of the world, seeing their confidence grow within a week.
My name is Marisa Roof. I'm the creative director of Poetic Threads of Pakistan, an NGO based in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa region, which is bordering Afghanistan. This year, we have four artists that were accepted. The one I'm most passionate about is the women from Swat Valley who do the most amazing hand embroidery. For years, the Swat Valley was under attack and under Sharia law, very volatile area, so everybody was displaced living in refugee camps in Peshawar. And when they were finally allowed to go back to their homes in 2010, the flood hit. Very few women actually work outside of the home, maybe 2 out of 100. It's just very empowering for the women to have something to do and to have their artwork appreciated domestically as well as internationally. Especially in Islamic culture and society, when women or girls have earning power, they have more respect in the family and in the community. And in Islam, they are permitted to keep the money they earn. And when they're more vocal, more respected, more part of the decision-making within the home, within the community, it gives them more value.